Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
There it is. Bo must be working. Good morning to you. Abe's here too, though. Abe's not normally here on Wednesdays. Yeah. We got the full squad here on a Wednesday show. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good. That's why when I walked out, I saw Abe. What you doing here? I thought you don't work on Wednesdays for this show, Abe. But yeah, you're back in the house, man. This week's going by so damn fast, brother. It really, really is, man. You get yourself ready for a big time college football weekend. Obviously, the Falcons play on Monday night, so you have another day to adjust to that. The boys will be up with Raw tomorrow up at Flowery Branch. As they, you know, get ready for a, I think a winnable game, but at the same time, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be hard as hell because, I mean, they got a guy and that can, you know, when all else fails, he finds ways.
Why is that the first word you use to talk about this game?
What?
Winnable. I'm not saying that I don't think that they can win the game. I'm just like,
I think it's winnable.
I probably would have started with, this is going to be a tough game.
I think it's winnable if they do what they tell us they want to be. Mm-hmm. If they can run the football and consistently stay with the run and not get behind and have to get out of it, they can make this a game.
I would have to think that, again, it's only been four games, but there's been some pretty excessive swings in terms of production and lack thereof in the run game.
Yes.
And from my perspective, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, some pretty obvious reasons why, in terms of their approach.
Well, they can't run, they lose.
When they line up in certain formations and have certain people on the field and commit to it, they do pretty good.
Right.
When they decide to go the other direction for whatever reason, then it doesn't work out. I don't know. Hopefully, again, small sample size. Hopefully, enough of a sample size for them to realize we need to be trying to do it like that.
Right.
Whether it's against these guys or whoever. And yeah, I'm with you. Like if they can establish the run, everything starts from there. I mean, that's what we said about these guys before we even saw them play.
Yep.
Because we know who the best player on the offense is. When they get Bijan Robinson the football, both in the rush game and in the pass game, they're a better offense. And then Penix can sort of live from there. Like establishing the run and then letting him work off that, I think is the right way to go. And winnable, absolutely. But you know, it's a tough team coming to town.
It is definitely the best
team they've played thus far. National TV, like. You know, there's a lot of things that come along with that. You go out there and play a team like Buffalo well, and especially defensively, you go out there and play well against Josh Allen, like that'd be a huge accomplishment for a young defense. And then like we talked about early in this week, like you win a football game like that, the amount of hype that comes from and just, you know, excitement and whatever you want to call it, enthusiasm, fan interest nationally and locally from winning a national TV game against a team like Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's a hell of an opportunity.
Look what the hell it did for New England.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look what it's done for them.
You got all the Patriots people on TV talking about we're back and all that. Like,
again, we'll see. Again, it goes back to the phrase that I brought up last week. What is back? You know, are you telling me they're like contending for Super Bowls with like Tom?
Because you're not.
You ain't. You know, you ain't.
You're better than you were the last couple years.
Yeah, let's just
There's
say that.
There's no question about that.
You ain't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be a fun atmosphere. I just remembered today they're wearing the red lids.
Good.
So that's going to be really cool to watch him play in those uniforms and everything. But, you know, you can get your ass whipped in those cool uniforms. Don't feel no worse than wearing your old regular, them damn, what were them craps called with the one they had gradient that was so ugly as hell?
Oh, it was called the Gradient.
The Gradients, yeah.
The one that transitioned colors.
Yeah, them ragged
looked
ass.
Like an old FUBU jersey from 2002.
Ragged ass uniforms, man.
Everybody
but it's
needed
crazy
to be
because,
05.
I mean, it's first time in a long time this team's been on Monday Night Football.
Uh-huh.
I mean, having Monday Night Football in a city like Atlanta, it's gonna be crazy and everything. And we know this, and I can just say this from experience. It's gonna be a lot of Buffalo Bills fans in there because they are a traveling ass fan base. So it's gonna be a lot of them in there. Let's make sure the Falcons fans are a lot more louder. But the thing about that, you got to give them a reason to be because if you get them in there hollering that "Let's go," but you know that means they're kicking you in the damn mouth.
You think they're gonna be jumping through tables on Northside?
Yes.
They'll bring tables down here?
Oh, I mean.
What do? Do you come to town and buy a table?
Yes, because you're going to break it. So you can't pack it.
That's a long way to bring a table.
Yeah, so yeah, there's going to be some foolishness, oolishness Monday night out there. Hell yeah. But I mean, that's just, you know, what they do. But yeah, if you go out there and you just kick them in their face, you know, you don't got to worry about all that crap, man. And I think when you look at how unorthodox of a loss it was for them last week on Sunday night against New England. They don't turn the ball over a lot. I think I saw a stat the other day as far as consecutive games is plus or minus in their favor in the turnover battle. This is one of the rare ones since Sean McDermott's been their head coach.
Yeah.
And so they don't make a lot of mistakes. But when they do, it seems like that's, you know, that's for any team. The recipe to get them.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's this kind of same thing that mistakes or turnovers or mistakes, certainly with the Chiefs the other night too, like these traditionally very buttoned up, talented, hard to beat teams that don't beat themselves.
Right.
Right. Seem to be a little bit more of that this year. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. I know we talk a lot about this in college football where the gap between the top tier and who's right after that or all the teams on the top tier, whatever, is a little flatter than it's been in years past. Kind of feels like that in the NFL right now, too. Now, there are some really bad teams at the bottom. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm not talking about those six or seven teams that are truly awful in the NFL right now. I'm talking about the teams at the top end. Like, obviously, in the AFC, it still goes through Kansas City because it's Kansas City and it's gone through Kansas City for all these years. They don't appear right now to be the same level of kind of juggernaut that they've been. Again, they're injured. They're going to get guys back. So there's a lot of football left to be played. You know, Buffalo has guys injured on defense, but they, you know, you can get some yards on Buffalo on defense. You can throw it on them. You can run it on them. And like you said, if they're making those mistakes like they did in that game against New England, then they can lose. They can lose to anybody. It's kind of interesting when you even in the NFC, you know, the team that won the Super Bowl last year. I don't know if there's any more upset fan base at 4-1 defending Super Bowl champion than those guys.
Because they're letting that as Nick Saban that rat poison sneak in. No, it ain't perfect. And yes, they have an issue offensively. I think it's more of the play calling and the offensive line being beat up. You know, because they want to run the football and they can't with Saquon. Saquon is, you know, they're struggling to move people and get him to that second level, because that's when he's at his best, when he's in that second level, because he uses explosive to get going on people. But they're not doing that. They're not able to do that. But I mean, you look at the South right now. I mean, Tampa, they're with 4-1, but yet they can easily be 1-3.
Well, every game they've won by one score in the final minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to take anything away.
No, that's impressive. Not one bit, but
that's what it is, though.
Yeah.
Right? Again, that gets back to what we talk about in college.
The margin.
That's what it is. Yeah. You have to win those games if you're going to be a good team.
Exactly. And so they're in a situation where, I mean, they got playmakers. They're getting and they're not even whole, so they're going to get even better once they get some of their dudes back. But they're playing some great football. I think Baker is playing just as good as any quarterback in the NFL right now. We understand that. They got the young bucket receiver who is just, you know, as advertised.
Ohio State receivers just come in ready.
As advertised, you know. And I think, you know, that goes back to the first of all, they're uber talented, but how they're coached. You know, Hartline, I know he's the OC, but he's a hell of a receiver coach.
He was all the kids,
he was their receiver coach.
Yeah, now he's the OC, right?
Yeah, he's OC now.
Keep him. Do everything you can to keep him. it's interesting with Abuka because a lot of these other guys, like Smith and Jigba and Harrison, obviously, and Garrett Wilson and some of these other guys that have come out of Ohio State straight to the NFL top picks, like, I feel like maybe they were flashier at Ohio State, so they had a little bit more hype.
Right.
Abuka kind of came in. Everyone's like, oh, he's just a pro.
Yep.
Look at him.
Look at him. Dude goes by. I mean, that's the great thing about him. He just goes about his business, yeah. Man. He goes about his business. So you look at it like that. I mean, obviously, out there in the West, you don't. I mean, I know San Fran is where they are, but they're so banged up and beat up. Now, they're going to get their guys back eventually. Can they keep afloat? We don't know what the hell the quarterback situation is. I think Seattle's still good. And then you got the Rams out there. So, I mean, there's so many different avenues in the North. You talk about
Cardinals,
Detroit.
Cardinals, speaking of that division, we talked about the story yesterday. They fine their coach $100,000.
Yeah, I mean.
Anytime your coach is getting fined $100,000, that's not good.
That's not good at all, man. And then you look at where Detroit is. I mean, it was a mess the first game. Oh, my God. They're going to miss Ben Johnson. Hello, averaged a damn near 40 points a game since then.
Yeah.
You know, so.
All of the power rankings that I've looked at this week post Monday night have Detroit number one.
Yeah, and the biggest thing with them is that they're healthy now. They did lose both of their starting corners this past week, so both of them are banged out, going to be out for a minute. I know Armstarian, they said his injury wasn't as bad as they thought it was initially, but, I mean, that was the biggest thing with them. Same thing that happened with the Chargers. They're just losing guys, and you just can't lose, especially quality starters, and just contend. I mean, it's good to have a great quarterback, but if, you know, you keep losing guys, how the Chargers had lost guys, like Detroit lost guys last year, you're going to find yourself there. Where is Washington? That was a big win for them. They got the quarterback back.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're still banged up, especially the receiver position.
That's the key, though.
So,
like, they Jaden Daniels on the field, they're capable.
Yeah.
Without him, you saw it.
Dallas, Dak's going to ball. They're just awful defensively. Yeah. They play the freaking Jets. If you're going to tell me that you're – putting some stock into them beating the damn Jets.
I mean, good for them. They
good
won the
for
game.
Them, but
and
the Giants.
That
are
says
just
more
a
about
mess.
The Jets.
Yes,
like Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards against the Jets.
Yes.
Against the Cowboys.
Yes.
The Jets put up 22.
Yeah.
Like, and we're down 30-3 in that game.
Yeah. They're not good.
No,
they're not good. That is a damn
in that group. In that group of teams we were just mentioning that are actually terrible in the NFL this year. The Jets are the king.
Yeah, man.
They are the king
them. I mean, it's so bad up there right now. They should have just kept the last damn coach.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well.
What difference does it make?
I mean, it is a bad sign, you know, for my man AG. And then, you know, there's always the London trip.
Dude, there's a great Mike Silver, who I think is one of the best NFL writers. He wrote an article on The Athletic today about all the crap that happens in London.
Yes.
Like, because coaches get fired over there. We know that. But, like, you know, like players getting in trouble, staying out too late.
That's why they stopped going a week.
Team, like, employees having, like, affairs and getting caught, like, cheating on their, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, the trips to London are tearing teams apart. Tearing families apart.
That's why they stopped going over there the whole week.
Yeah, because they go over there and act crazy.
Yeah, they go there act a damn fool. Yeah, they try to get you there as late as possible.
You think you're allowed to
I wonder if
do whatever you want?
I wonder if Denver stayed on the East Coast and then, like, left or, like, leaving tomorrow to go over there.
Just to avoid
Yeah, man.
Because that would happen to Jordan Addison, right?
Yeah, but they were over there the whole week.
I know.
Yeah.
He's out there getting in trouble. I would encourage people to read that article. It's very funny how much nonsense people have gotten into over there. Speaking of injured teams or players coming back potentially, Raheem Morris was talking about the possibility of A.J. Terrell returning against the Bills. That would be big, obviously. We'll let you hear a little bit from the Falcons coach coming up next. Tell you what's trending here on a hump day edition of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And AJ would probably be the significant one that we look forward to getting back this game. You know, obviously he'll be out there practicing with us all week, and we'll take it right to game time, and I'm feeling good about it.
There you go. That's Raheem Morris earlier in the week talking about AJ Terrell, and that was kind of always the optimistic timeline with him, right? When they said that he was week to week was, okay, could probably miss those two games pre-bye. You get the bye and the extra day with the Monday Night Football game, and then hopefully you get him back against the Bills. Obviously, very good opponent, very good quarterback, but also timeline-wise, kind of makes sense. You never know with hamstrings.
Yeah,
it's such a an unpredictable thing. Yeah, like that sounded pretty good. That sounded pretty optimistic. And obviously, they'll monitor him all week and all that. But be really nice to have him back for Monday night.
No doubt about it, man. He's your best secondary player, and so you go and you think about the matchup that they're going up against. With Keon Coleman's a big receiver. AJ is one of the bigger corners in ball. So yeah, that'd be a nice matchup and good to have him back on the football field.
Best corner? Best secondary player?
I think he's the best secondary player.
Okay.
Real.
Jesse?
I mean, that's just me.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard you say it.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah. But I think that, what's the other injury? Moody. Don't know where he is. And
also
all
a hamstring.
Thing. Yeah. So you just don't know. And his, you know, because of the fact that he didn't have training camp and all those different things. So that, I'm sure, had a lot to do with it. But, you know, getting AJ back is a really big deal because then guys can go back down. One more spot down.
Right.
You know, that's how that usually works when a guy like AJ comes back in the fold. But, I mean, this defense has been playing so well, flying around. That's the one thing about Josh is that you got to get pressure on him. But the biggest thing about Josh is when you get pressure on him, when you get him, you got to get him on the ground.
Yeah.
Because he is big. He is strong. He's a physical freak.
Yeah.
That can throw it 80 yards with you draped on his back.
Right. There's just going to be those plays, because he makes them every single week, where you either have him and he is somehow able to stay up and make the throw, or he gets out of the pocket and you don't know how he got out of that. You know, that scrum, and he gets out and gets extra yards that are going to drive you crazy as a Falcons fan.
Yes.
Like, it's just going to happen.
Yes.
Just sign up for like three or four of them. But get him on the ground a couple times. Obviously, put some pressure in his face. He'll turn it over. Obviously, not what he used to do.
Right.
Like, early Josh Allen was a turnover machine. One of the things that he's cleaned up best over the last couple of years since he's become an MVP quarterback. But yeah, man, now he's one of the best. He's one of the best in the league right now. Makes it really hard to play against.
Well, I mean, they got some elite players on offense. I mean, James Cook is as good as they get at his position. I mean, when you look at their offensive line, especially on the left side, it's elite over there. Big D is elite over there.
Yeah, Dawkins is a
good player. They got this
man mover.
Oh my God, I'll get his name. Number 10. He got them Zuzus.
Oh yeah.
Shakir. Thanks,
Shakir.
Bo. Yeah, Shakir.
I always get him confused with Shahid in New Orleans because they're similar.
Shakir got them Zuzus, man.
Yeah.
He gets busy. You know, they got really good tight ends. I mean, they are good as offense.
They are.
Really good offense. With him, they're good. They're good offense. And they got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think defensively.
And they got that OC, too.
Yes.
That's going to be a head coach next year somewhere.
Think so?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm sure he's going to get
interviews. I thought he would have been a head coach 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, after the LSU times, and he went to damn Carolina.
He must be a terrible interviewer or something.
I don't know,
like,
man. Because, you know, what happened?
Joe Brady was one of the hot names in football 5 years ago.
But what happened in Charlotte, his first year, you remember, that was Matt Rhule's thing. He's going to bring Joe Brady with him to the Panthers, all that. And they struggled. And so, yeah, he lost some of that shine up off of him, but he's a damn good defensive coordinator. They're a damn good team. They're well coached. They're physical as hell. They're missing some pieces on defense, which is especially their best defender in Ed Oliver. But I mean, you can. He was out there, and he made a big play against Baltimore. But you can run the ball against them.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a hat on a hat and be able to find some creases against this team.
Well, whether it's because they have they're missing starters or whatever, who cares? Like, they've been giving up yards. The Falcons want to lean on the run game.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're better when they have Ed Oliver. Well, if they don't have Ed Oliver,
bludgeon them.
Then take advantage of it. You know what I mean? So hopefully we see that on Monday night. Dave Archer will join us coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. Talk some Falcons with him. Obviously off a bye week. Nothing new game-wise to talk about, but we can start leaning more into the Buffalo matchup coming up on Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Kirby Smart talking about a big matchup that Georgia has on Saturday night against Auburn and their athletic quarterback.
He doesn't just run for like 8-9 yards and go down. I mean, he runs like a running back. He runs over you, through you, around you, speed. They run gap schemes with him. They run perimeter runs with him. And then probably the toughest thing to defend is when he drops back and he ends up taking off running. So he's a weapon, and they've got weapons around him in terms of the ability to throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, I mean they got talent. Jackson Arnold is a really good player, and he's really, really athletic. Now you know, we talk about, you know, they give up a lot of sacks. You know, and how many of those sacks are him running around? How many of them are you just beating the offensive line clean? There's so many different scenarios that goes into it, but he's a problem because he is a dual threat type guy. And that Kirby's right; he's not as good as Haynes King as far as in the quarterback run, but they use him a lot like Haynes King.
Yeah, that's also his best attribute.
Yes,
like if I'm not saying he can't throw the ball because he can.
Yes,
but if you can limit that a little bit and keep him in the pocket and try to make him beat you with his arm, that's what you want to do. They also do, like you said. They allow a lot of sacks.
Yes.
Now, 10 of them came against Oklahoma,
that
so that's going to skew the stats a little bit. They also gave up 5 last Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So,
and A&M's defense is really good.
A&M's defense
is really, really good.
Those are both two teams that have really good defensive lines.
Yes, and the thing they know how to get pass rush and things like that. Something that Georgia.
Well, Ball State sacked him 4 times.
Okay, never mind.
There we go.
All right, man. But, I mean, Jeremiah Cobb's a really good runner. Like to run him, but we talked about the receivers, Eric and Cam Coleman. They are big-time receivers. They really, really are. And Georgia is going to have to be able to cover these guys because you're going to have to probably, bring some extra guys to, limit some of the running that Jackson Arnold's able to do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Georgia's better than Auburn. All right? They're better than Auburn, but they are on the road. It's a night game. It's going to be down there in the plains. It's going to be loud. It's going to be ruckus. You still got the young right side of the offensive line.
Yep.
But the thing about it, they got so much better. And, and do I think Kentucky is – I mean, do I think Auburn's better than Kentucky? Hell yeah, I do. But at the same time, I think if Georgia goes and takes care of their business, it should be a controlled win.
Yeah, I think so too. Flip side of the ball, obviously, Georgia has a running quarterback as well. And when they've used that part of his game, that's when the offense has been at their best.
Yeah, because, I mean, and a lot of times, and for the most part all season, it's been more red zone than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's been more zone read in the red zone. Now, out in the field, he's taken off a couple times when things were covered. I want him to be aggressive. I mean, Kel Kirby and Bobo want him to be aggressive, because there are shots.
Yeah.
And
I'd like Bobo to be aggressive also,
Yes. But the thing about
dial
it is,
up those plays.
They're dialing. Yeah. He's just not letting it go. And I think that's a lot to do with, not wanting to turn the ball off. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you can't play scared. You can't play not to make mistakes.
Right.
You got to go later, especially in a game like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to go, and I just hope that they are as aggressive as they were and just ready to go from the get-go. Don't let Auburn get that damn crowd in the game to start the game. Because it seems like whenever we go down there, we start slow. We start slow. They start fast, and then we're having an uphill climb. And remember last time they were down there, hell, if it wasn't for Brock Bowers, we lose that damn game. Because Brock Bowers put on an absolute damn clinic.
Oh, man.
absolute.
When, I don't know if that's the first game. It might be.
He was just unreal.
Georgia Tech has Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, by the way, 2-1.
Yep.
Since they made the coaching change.
Yeah, that new coach energy.
New coach energy. Now, they lost to Wake Forest last week, but got it off of a bye. Continuing to climb in the rankings, even not playing last week, which is great. Ranked 13th
yep.
in the nation at this
team.
Point, 5-0,
and they might be a top 10 team after this week because it's a lot of you got Oregon, Illinois, Oregon, Indiana.
One of those two teams is going
to
lose.
Yeah, I mean, so they got an opportunity to
Alabama, Missouri. One of those two teams is going to lose.
I mean, you know, Tech. I know, but I'm pretty sure they will. They'll have an opportunity to be a top 10 team.
Yeah,
they will. Rightfully so. They've been playing really well. They had their early season scare before the bye week up there at Wake Forest, but they were able to overcome that. And now they got Virginia Tech coming, like you said, playing well under that new coach energy. But it can only take you so damn far.
Yeah.
It don't take so far.
Well, it did.
Yeah.
It did. They lost to Wake Forest.
Yeah, it don't take so far. It don't take so far. Uh-huh. Each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day Day. For Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state is brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with Arch as we always do at 11:40 on Wednesdays. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They better be ready. Got them damn Bills coming in town.
Is this a Boston song about the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, I made it into one.
Oh. Yeah. What's it called?
We Ready.
Oh.
Yeah, We Ready. Yeah, this is I'm trying to picture, like, you, Dave and Miss Archer, like, walking through, like, a willow field with a bunch of high grass.
Interesting.
Arch barefooted, skipping.
The vision that came to my mind, it's more like a pontoon boat, kind of. You got some light beers and some ice, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Maybe grill on the back of the boat, something like that. I don't know. This sounds like, well, I don't know. It's good for all those different things, and getting ready for the Buffalo Bills as well, which is what we're going to be doing with Dave Archer right now, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch joins us at this time every single Wednesday. How are you, Dave?
What up, Dave?
I'm doing good. Yeah, that was an interesting description Randy came with. Me walking barefoot. That was kind of weird. That got kind of weird. I got to be honest with you.
How's your foot strength as far as walking barefoot? I'm pretty bad at it. My feet are really tender.
No, my feet are as tender as they can possibly be. Yeah, I've got to have something sturdy underneath the feet. Yeah, so I'm probably like you are, Randy.
Yeah, me too. My daughter's just strong feet. She'd like to be barefoot every single day.
Hell so, yeah. That's what it'd be.
She's half hillbilly. And then my son, for whatever reason, same as me, tenderfooted. Anyway.
Randy make it sound like he's walking across hot coals in his backyard to toughen his feet up or something like that.
Hey, Dave, as hard as these feet are, he wouldn't know. A lot of calcium buildup.
I hear you. Okay.
All right, so we started the show kind of starting to really get ready for the Bills game on Monday. The first word that came to mind for me was tough. It's going to be a tough one. Randy said winnable. What's the first word that comes to mind for you when you're thinking about the Falcons and the Bills matchup?
Well, it's two words. Josh Allen comes to mind for me. I think that he's a problem. He's a problem for everybody. That's why he's the defending MVP. But he brings an interesting set of skills to the game. Obviously, we know he's got a big arm. He can throw it all over the yard. But when you watch him, it almost – and Randy, I don't know if you watched a lot of tape on him. It's almost like he doesn't throw anything on time. There's never – it doesn't seem like, you don't see the speed out or, stick routes or anything. It's like he holds it, he floats in the pocket, buys more time, and then he finds somebody on a deep crossing route. You know, because of that big arm, he could throw it all over the field. But the thing about him that I think is almost built into their offense is if you try to rush him with four guys and you don't stay in your lanes, or even if you try to rush him with more guys than you can block and you don't stay in your lanes and he gets out, the second piece of their play call is almost him in the run game. And I know they're not calling quarterback draw, but it feels to me like that's the second piece of the play. Okay, I'm going to look downfield. If Shakir's not there or Coleman's not there, I'm going to take off. That's the next piece of the play. And he goes and gets 5. He goes and gets 10. He goes and gets 12. And you look up, and the guy's got 80 yards rushing, and they've got 180 yards as a team because James Cook's not, he's cooking too, carrying the football. Mm-hmm. You've got some issues there. So he's the number one problem with this thing. I think you're going to be able to do some stuff against their defense, Andy. I think what they want to do is they try to disguise. If you watch tape on them, they look like they're playing single high safety, and then they try to disguise and they try to roll back. They want to play cover two. They want to play too high. They want to play that umbrella coverage, try to keep things in front. But they get caught a few times because they're going to have to commit resources to stop Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier in the run game. So how long does the safety stay down, and can you catch them where you can get some shots down the field? I think you can. I'm expecting our offense to play well in this game. I think you look at the numbers, and they've given up a lot of run yardage. They're high against, they're number two or three in the league against the pass. Well, yeah, because teams are running the football on you. So they're going to want to try to take the run game away, which is going to lend itself to making some plays in the passing game.
Hey, Dave, go back to what you were talking about as far as Josh. Is it more or less the receivers, taking time to get open? We know that Brady is he's a hell of a play caller, and we were talking about before we got you as one of the better play callers in the league. But is it more or less the receivers not getting open when you talk about him standing and drifting in the pocket?
Yeah, I think that there's a combination of things, Randy. I think that you don't fear the receiver. This is a group of receivers or a group of guys around him. Now, Cook might be a little bit different. Cook might be on that upper echelon of guys that you got to be concerned about.
Right.
But the rest of them are kind of like hard hat guys. Shakir is a hard hat guy. Dalton Kincaid, who had over 100 yards receiving in the game this weekend in their loss. From the tight end spot. They come to lunch pail, hard hat guys that come to work. I think even Coleman, to a certain extent, even though he's a bigger receiver and is kind of a 50-50 monster, a little bit like Drake London is, I still think they're kind of workmanlike guys. And I think that when you look at Atlanta, I think you'd almost say the same thing about Atlanta. Drake is starting to approach that realm where is he one of the top 7 receivers in the league? I think he's closing in that top 10 receiver in the league, maybe top 5. I don't know if he's there yet. But Bijan Robinson's obviously the star, and everybody else is kind of workmanlike, And I think that they're very similar offenses from the skill pieces around the quarterback. They're very good players, but they just kind of do their job. So I think some of it has to do with that.
Archie, I think all the skill guys from the Falcons perspective you just mentioned are names that certainly we've spent a lot of time talking about here, rightfully, and also get a lot of pub nationally. I think the thing that maybe has surprised people about the Falcons through the first month is how well that young defense has played and how they've looked. If they play well and have a nice performance against a team like Buffalo and a guy like Josh Allen, what do you think it does for the confidence of that group?
Well, I think that it goes through the roof, and you make a good point. I mean, you're talking about a team that's held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense. And so I don't know. You'd have to go a long way
back
in the Atlanta Falcon annals to find a defense that held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense. Now, the caveat piece to that is the offense has contributed to those numbers. And you might say, well, how in the hell is offense? Because of Atlanta's ability to possess the football, you're going to see the top two time of possession offenses in the National Football League on Monday night. Buffalo's number one, holding the ball at about 34 minutes a game. Atlanta's number two at holding it about 33.5 minutes a game. Well, you guys know as well as I do, that minimizes how many times you get a chance to approach or get after another team's defense. So Atlanta's defense is spending about 26, 27 minutes a game on the field. That's dramatic. When you start talking about 3-4 minutes that you're spending less, maybe 5 minutes less on the field than the other team's defense, I mean, that could be as many as two scoring drives. And so Atlanta's offense is contributing to that. So they're playing well. You're right. They're taking the ball away. The young guys are playing well. They're doing their job, but they're also getting some benefits of how well the offense is held onto the football. Obviously, the last piece to that, Andy, is finishing drives. I mean, DJ Shock and I were talking about this on our podcast, 6, not 3. That's kind of the equation that they need to come up with. We got to get 6, not 3, and when you finish these drives, because it's great to possess the ball for 34 minutes of a game, but if you've only got 19 points or 21 points on the board, you haven't been doing your job. You got to finish the drives with touchdowns. Now, last week was encouraging because you got four different guys score touchdowns last weekend. They hadn't done that all year long. Maybe that's something that we'll see this next weekend.
Hey, Dave, how do you think they go about defending Josh Allen? Do you think it's more or less because, I mean, you know, you play man-to-man, there's always lanes, and you were just talking about those yards. That's not necessarily a quarterback run, but he just takes off like it is. How do you go about defending him? Do you have a situation where we know that Jalen Walker, when he was at Georgia, he did some spying when Georgia would play a quarterback that could move. Do you mix it up on him? Do you have to have a player that's accounted for Josh Allen all the time?
Well, I get concerned, Randy, that if you do the spy thing, you're taking either somebody out of coverage.
Okay.
And now you're also taking somebody out of the pass rush because he's spying. He's trying to run sideline to sideline with Allen. So now maybe you're only rushing 3 or 4, and subsequently you've got one less guy in the back end as well. So I think you can do some of that, but I think you've got to mix it up. And you mentioned Brady's a good play caller. If he gets some kind of idea that, hey, this is the game plan tonight for Atlanta, they're going to rush 3 and they're going to have Divine Diablo as a spy and he's going to run sideline to sideline, or Jalen Walker or whoever with Josh Allen, then we'll just let Allen stand back there and like wait on those deep crossing routes and wait on stuff and sit back there and throw the football. We'll also run James Cook at you. We'll screen the ball on you and stuff. So I think if anybody, and you know as well as I do, Randy, you played a long time in this league, if somebody gives you a steady diet of the same thing, you're going to get your ass kicked. Yeah. They're going to find a way to beat you.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for the Falcons and the Bills on Monday Night Football. I'm asking this question from a positive perspective, whereas years past, it maybe wasn't so much. Kyle Pitts, I think, has been really good so far this year. I think everyone's happy with what they've seen from him. I'd like to see more. Like, how can they find a way to get the ball in Kyle Pitts' hands even more?
Yeah, I think you continue to scheme, Andy. It's a good point. I mean, he seems to be more energized. There just seems to be a little bit more under the hood, doesn't there? It almost looks like his rookie year where he wants the football, snatching the ball out of the sky. Hey, that's my ball, running through guys. I agree with you. He needs to touch the football more. I was talking to somebody here recently, and this last game plan against Washington reminded me a lot. I spent some time in Washington with Joe Gibbs as the head coach, and Gibbs used to spend Monday and Tuesday, and I think he slept in his office, because when we showed up on Wednesday, he'd bring the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, quarterbacks, all would gather and pack into his office, and he would go over
four ways to get Ricky Sanders the ball, four ways to get Art Monk the ball, four ways to get Gary Clark the ball, and four ways to get Kelvin Bryant the ball. When I start thinking about the guys that we have, Pitts and London and Majan, and you go down the list, I mean, it felt like that group, and what I saw against Washington, ironically enough, last weekend, that's what it felt like. You had the three-man stack on one side of the field where you had Drake and Darnell, and Bijan was a part of that. Then you had the two-man stack on the other side where you had Drake and Pitts kind of timing up, and they were just abusing that single high safety whether they want to play man or zone. Those are the things he's going to have to do. He's going to have to put the laboratory coat on and find ways to get all those guys to football. But Kyle needs to touch it more. You're right.
They wouldn't. I mean, he's a special player. But what makes Bijan so special? Because, I mean, the dude, I mean, there's no holes in his game. Is it the vision? Is it what is it that makes him as special as he is?
Well, I call him the Matrix, right? Because there's so many different pieces to that equation, Randy. Obviously, God-given talent,
right?
Because the ability, he thanks his Lord and Savior every time after every game that he was given the ability to do what he does and has the opportunity to do what he does. But it's all of it, his start-stop, his ability to see, you know, in the back. He's got like he's got eyes in the back of his head. He made a couple of runs this last weekend, you know, and we you and I have been in enough meetings where they talk to the backs about help the blocks, help set up the blocks, help the guy on the edge. So he made a run behind Elijah Wilkinson last weekend where Elijah gets beat up the field. And the play is going to get blown up because it's a wide zone play. Bijan just chokes his motor, stops, and it allows Wilkinson to get back on the edge guy who's rushing up the field and shove him wide. And then Bijan just does a little back step and steps in behind him, and boom, he's up the field for 7 or 8 yards. We're seeing brilliance, guys, and I know you guys have talked about it, but there's a couple of guys in the league that can do what he does. And there's only one guy that I can think of, and you hate to do comparisons, but, you know, Barry Sanders, this is what Barry Sanders was. And I know the Detroit people, you know, loathed that he left the game as early as he did, but they had the chance to relish and live in that brilliance that he was. Atlanta fans, relish and just bathe yourself in the brilliance of the Matrix, Bijan Robinson.
what a beautiful way to put it. Arch, we appreciate it, man, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst. You can hear him every Falcons game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and every Wednesday with me and Randy at 11:40. Bathe yourself in the brilliance of Bijan Robinson.
Get you some soap. get you some soap.
Scrub.
Get you some soap.
Scrub
yourself. I mean, yeah. He just like, and that's why I was like, I mean, he has no holes in his game. And I mean, as a running back,
yeah.
You know, we always talk about three down backs. Well, he's a four down back. Mm-hmm. This dude, if you want to run inside, he can run outside, get outside. He can catch the ball. We've seen what he does in the blitz pickup. He's like a 5'2 baseball player.
And the cool thing is, because that was a hole, right? Like rookie year, he wasn't great at that.
Yes.
And he's so clearly – and he had a little bit of the fumbles his rookie year. Not a ton, but a little bit. All the little stuff was like, maybe – now he's cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Like he's gone back to work and gotten better at it. So, yeah, I mean, it does kind of feel like that. Like anytime he gets the ball in his hand, something special could happen. And, you know, I know folks in the city have rooted for guys like that before for sure, but they don't come around all that often.
No, they don't
come around all that often.
Not this good. This good this fast.
Right, right. Yeah. He's in his third year. Like I don't want to jinx anything or whatever. Knock on wood, we get to watch him do this for a long time. But yeah, I mean, Monday night at 8:00, you get to watch Bijan Robinson play football.
Yes,
that's pretty good.
That's really good. They better give damn Tyler Algier some carries too. Guys, this Saturday at noon, noon or two, join Bo Squidbilly Morgan at Bulldogs Kia of Athens as he gets you ready for Monday night's big game. One lucky family with a tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There'll be other prizes also, including tickets to an upcoming home game. That is this Saturday from noon to two at Bulldogs Kia of Athens with my man Bo Squidbilly Morgan.
Coming up next, we'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Start looking ahead to this weekend's slate of games. I was asking you where Odell Beckham was the other day. Well, They found him.
You sure did.
They found him. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.